This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. Crop protection products are always evolving and improving to meet the demands of dealing with resistant weeds, insects, and new fungal diseases. Input from growers is invaluable to the companies producing crop protection products as they provide real-world feedback about the issues and challenges that they encounter every day. Lance Summer is a dairy and row crop farmer from northeastern Indiana. The Iowa Ag Radio Network spoke with Lance at the recent Syngenta Media Summit in Greensboro, North Carolina, to get his perspective on the latest technology from Syngenta and how he crafts his crop protection plan each year. We will hear more from Lance next.
At Wyffels Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wyffels Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Lance Summer is a dairy and row crop farmer from Bern, Indiana, and he says that his crop protection plan has evolved over the years to now include fungicide on corn.
Maybe 10, 12 years ago, we were not using fungicide on corn. We've been using fungicide on beans for closer to 20 years, but we saw the need for keeping the corn plant disease-free, keeping it alive longer to mitigate stress. So fungicide on our farms, a huge part of it now. Usually just one pass on beans, and then lately, last 3 or 4 years, we've been going to a dual application, a dual planned application of fungicide of Miravis Neo on our corn.
At a time where there is an economic crunch in agriculture because of lower commodity prices, Summer says that a well-rounded crop protection plan is still paramount to producing high yields.
Yeah, I think in today's environment, we definitely have to sharpen our pencils and see what's the most beneficial products for us to use. And on our farm, it's not cutting out the fungicide passes. We look at fungicide as an insurance policy for us, that we can harvest the crop and get it inside the grain bin. So it needs to be standing until the day we shell the corn or cut the beans. So again, we're just looking at the fungicide passes, the insurance policy for us.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.